USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are hosting a dinner at the Winfield House for Prince Charles and Duchess Camilla. Meanwhile, back in Washington, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there's not much support among Republicans for tariffs on Mexico. Speaking on Capitol Hill today, McConnell says Republicans are hopeful for a diplomatic solution before President Trump pulls the trigger on tariffs.
Most of us hope that this Mexican delegation that's come up here and discussed challenges at the border and what the Mexicans might be able to do to help us more than they have will be fruitful.
Those tariffs would only go into effect after June 10th. At least four people are dead and one more injured after a gunman opened fire at a motel in northern Australia. The suspect was arrested and witnesses claim he had a pump-action shotgun. Police are still trying to establish a motive for the shooting. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam is calling for a special session to take up gun control legislation following the deadly mass shooting in Virginia Beach. During a news conference today, the Democrat from Virginia says he's calling lawmakers back to Richmond in an effort to pass what he calls common sense public safety laws. America's largest pharmacy chain has an ambitious new plan. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains,
CVS wants to turn more than 1,000 of its drugstores in America into health care centers. The pharmacy chain announcing it's going to expand a concept store that's been focusing on health care.